Well, an Adelaide adventurer who set out to recreate Sir Ernest Shackleton's desperate voyage of survival across the Antarctic has reached his final destination. Tim Jarvis made it to a former whaling station at Stromness on the island of South Georgia this morning, where in 1916 Shackleton raised the alarm that his crew was stranded on another island after their ship sank. The modern-day adventurers recreated the 800 nautical mile Southern Ocean crossing in a replica of the 7-metre lifeboat the famed explorer used. Tim Jarvis spoke with reporter Rebecca Bryce from South Georgia in his first interview since reaching his goal.
We took longer to do the land crossing than he took, but we did the boat journey in a shorter time than he took. So it's kind of all in a little about equal in the end. About 3 weeks, but 3 weeks in the most extreme conditions, really. Very, very tough conditions.
Can you explain to me some of those difficult conditions? I understand there was a quite serious blizzard as you were making the crossing through South Georgia.
Yeah, we had 80 knot winds, which basically flattened the tent we were in, and then luckily there was a backup, which we managed to get into, but 80 knot is 140 kilometres an hour, something like that. Maybe a bit more, 150, and the tent was just gone. And they're scary conditions because, of course, you need to, you need to act quickly to recover the situation. It's very difficult when you're literally being blown off your feet. So anyway, that was the initial thing. And then in terms of the crossing, we've had very steep mountains to traverse and climb down and climb up, and also a lot of crevasses on the glaciers. We must have, between the three of us, fallen in about 20 times, either a leg or sometimes up to the waist or some occasionally all the way down to the armpits. You know, you literally just, your legs are dangling in a gap and it's just your arms that are holding you, stopping you falling all the way through.
How much of a mental challenge is this compared to, say, a physical challenge?
Shackleton's motto is, by endurance we conquer, and I think this is all about endurance. It's about just basically deciding how much you're prepared to suffer, how much sensation you're prepared to lose in your hands and your toes, perhaps being permanently damaged, how much hardship you're prepared to put up with, how much uncertainty you're prepared to put up with, how much danger you're prepared to put up with.
I understand that a number of the men who set off in the original six-man team had to pull out as you did reach South Georgia and were seeking to make the trek across to Stromness. Why was that?
That was due to injury, basically, and we had exactly the same thing here. We had six people, just like Shackleton had on the original journey. They sailed to South Georgia from Elephant Island, and three of them were injured. We had foot injuries, basically cold weather injuries. Can't have people losing toes and things like that. And they were told that if they continued on the land-based crossing, they might be in that situation. So basically myself and two others did the journey, which is exactly the same number as Shackleton. And we didn't really try and, you know, contrive the similarities. It just happened that way because of the extreme nature of the conditions.
And you set out to recreate this voyage using the same equipment that was available to Sir Ernest Shackleton in 1916. Were you successful in that?
Yes, we were, yeah. There's no question about that. I mean, we had a replica of his boat and we wore all the old clothing and we navigated traditionally, no GPS or anything else, just basically guessing, educated guesses as to the direction we were going, the speed we were going, and then a bit of celestial navigation, looking at the sun, the position of the sun at given points during the day to work out our position. We landed on South Georgia under those rules, you know, and then when we got to South Georgia, we did the crossing using the old gear. You know, I had one carpenter's adze and a pair of old military hobnail boots. So we were very, very confident of the fact we did it the same way as him.
Has it given you a greater insight or appreciation into Shackleton the man?
No question about that. I mean, we got as close as you can in the modern era to doing what he did. And I just have even more respect for him, having done what I've just done, compared to what he did. You know, it was a truly amazing performance, his original journey.
And what's the feeling there at the moment?
The feeling is great. I'm just totally exhausted, but the feeling is great. And the success of Baz and I and Paul really is the success of the whole team. Not just us. We crossed the finish line, but the other guys had to get us to South Georgia from Elephant Island, traditionally navigating in a small boat. And, we couldn't have done it without them.
So what happens now? What's next?
Now we've got to try and recover our little boat, and that'll be subject to the weather. We left anchored basically where we arrived, and the name of the game is to try and recover her and return her to Gritviken, which is where Shackleton's buried, and it's also the administrative headquarters of South Georgia. And the boat will be taken back to Europe from there.
And then have a rest, perhaps?
I think so.
A tired but relieved Tim Jarvis speaking there with Rebecca Bryce.